spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy of the day.
A crooked couple in St. Louis cut the locks off a storage unit and stole around 3,000 comic books.
Jeez.
That is a lot.
Oh my gosh, that is so many. That has to be like pounds and pounds and pounds.
Oh yeah, definitely heavy and a lot of money at stake too because, well, they were trying to make a quick buck. They called up a comic book store in St. Louis after they heisted them and stole them. And the owner told them, yeah, you know what? I'm actually very interested in the large collection that you claim you have because, you know, if it's a big collection, it could be good.
Right.
But also, turns out he was the guy that they stole from.
What idiots. Okay. I mean, these people committing crimes, I don't even commit crimes. I know how to do it better.
Well, you do drive without a license or whatever.
Okay, well, I stopped doing that. I got the right license. But you flee this state and then you sell them to a comic store in a whole different state, not the comic store you stole them from.
I'm kind of worried that you have such a criminal knowledge of these
things. I mean, it's just common sense.
The owner's name is Martin Cass. He recently put his personal comic book collection in storage. He was doing some renovations around his home, and that's when he found out that they'd been stolen. So imagine how upset you would be. Your entire collection worth a lot of money and just sentimental value was gone. Now, he told the staff, hey, let me know if anybody calls trying to sell a large collection of comics, because it might be mine that was taken from that locker. Well, the couple called. An employee was smart and told him, yeah, bring them in. We really are looking for big collections. So they dropped off a box, just a little sample, and guess what? It had Martin's handwriting on it.
Idiots.
So he was able to go through. They're like, these are my comics. Well, they were smart. They had the police. They were there waiting to arrest the people when they came back with the rest of the collection. The cops ended up going back to other places like that where they lived. They found a bunch of random other things linked to more storage unit thefts. So apparently that was something very common that they were doing.
Well, I mean, I guess they got away with a couple, but also you should know that people who have comic books, especially that many, nothing matters more in the world to them than those comic books. So they will not stop until they find out who took them.
That right there is your dummy of the day here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.